Every 2 years, a special ceremony is held on the beach in Homer to celebrate the heritage of Alaska tribes living in the region. KBBI's Peter Shepherd attended this year as the final installment of our series looking at culture in Alaska.
On a gray and drizzly Saturday morning near the end of the Homer Spit, they began to arrive in kayaks and one umiak, all of them gathering at the site of the Tomomtika Turalata kayak landing ceremony for a crowd of nearly 50 attendees.
A big boat whale.
Since 1997, this ceremony has been held on this beach every 2 years to celebrate the traditions and heritage of Alaska Native tribes living in the Kenai Peninsula region, with the first one attracting nearly 500 attendees. Tomomtika Turalata is one of many similar gatherings around the state. It takes place over 2 days, starting with a reception at Homer's Pratt Museum the evening before the landing, welcoming everyone who has made the journey to be in attendance. Allison Warden is a Inupiat Eskimo and was the MC for the event, along with being a first-time attendee. She says gatherings such as these are meant to encourage unity amongst the tribes.
For thousands of years, we've been gathering like this, and I think one of the things was to celebrate, share, trade, and to, you know, have a good time.
With noon approaching, more kayaks make their landing. To reduce the suspense, some in attendance even started an impromptu rendition of Lady Gaga. As the three kayaks and one umiak touched down on the beach, a blessing was given.
Blessed is our God, always now and ever unto ages of ages. Amen. Oh,
Lord, save our people, help us on inheritance.
Once everyone had safely landed, those in attendance were formally welcomed by McKibben Jakinski, whose extended family has called Nandilchik home for decades.
Long before there were cell phones, or phones of any kind, or the Sterling Highway, there was the water, and still is. And that was what connected us. So to even arrive safely is a blessing in itself, and where our family's roots come from.
Up next was a performance from Anchorage-based dance group Europic, which director Valerie Snow introduced to the crowd.
Waka. Waka means hello. Waka.
Waka.
Very friendly crowd. One more time, though. Waka.
Waka.
You're done. Oh, that's awesome.
Before the ceremony was finished, those in attendance stayed to watch brief performances from the Nanwalek seal dancers, Port Graham Alutiiq dancers, and the Kanaitse Jabalina dancers. The Pratt Museum later hosted a reception for Tomomtika Turalata with music, dance, storytelling, and a potluck of salmon, halibut, and seal meat. Homer residents were treated to more music, dance, and Alaska Native culture at the Mariner Theater later that night, along with an exhibition from the Native Youth Olympics. Despite the attendance numbers having dropped from previous years, organizers of the event say this gathering plays an important role in the community. In Homer, with assistance from Aaron Selbig, I'm Peter Shepherd.